Alrighty then, Pink Floyd. Wish you were here. I'm glad you're here. It is 9:02 a.m. It's the Mike on the Mike show. Mike is not here this week. He shall return next week. I'm Bob Angel, and it'd be my pleasure to stay with you for the next 2 hours and play in some good tunage, as they like to say. I'm going to start with two songs from John Prine, one from his early years. Actually, they're both from the early years, but the recording I'm going to use is a classic recording of John Prine. But John has put out a brand new album, a live album, a gift to all his fans for sure. It's called September 78, which is obviously when it was recorded. And here it comes, if I can find the buttons. First, there we go. There's the crowd, and here comes John Prine.
I got kicked off a Louis bag. I turned my teeth to a candy match. And that was two out of everything but one of me. And when the rains came tumbling down, I held my breath and I stood my ground. And I watched that ship go sailing out too soon. Take it back, take it back. Oh no, you can't say that. All my friends are not there going dead. That empty stone, the black wind still moans. Sweet revenge without fame. I caught an Alice on a plane and drove an English teacher half insane, making up jokes about bicycle spokes and red balloons. So I called up my local DJ, and he didn't have a lot to say. But the radio has learned all of his favorite tunes. Take it back, take it back. Oh no, you can't say that. All my friends are not there, or in jail. Back empty stone, the black wind still moans. It's far too damn. And the milkman left me a note yesterday. Get out of this town by noon. You're coming our way too soon. And besides that, we never liked you anyway. Take it back, take it back. Oh no, you can't say that. All my friends when I did OMG. Back in the stone, the black wind still moans. Sweet revenge without fail. Sweet revenge will prevail without fail.
Old Grandpa wore his suit and nearly every day. Particular reason he just dressed that way. Brown necktie, matching vest, both his wingtip shoes. He built a closet on a high back porch, put a penny in a burned out fuse. Grandpa was a carpenter, he built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on a level, shaved even every door. Voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war. Well, he used to sing me Blood on the Saddle and rock me on his knee and let me listen to the radio before we got TV. Well, he'd drive to church on Sundays and he'd take me with him too. Stained glass in every window, hearing aids in every pew. Grandpa was a carpenter, built houses, stores, and banks. Chains.
smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on a level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war. Now my grandma was a teacher, went to school in Bowling Green, traded in a milking cow for a Singer sewing machine. Well, she called her husband Mister, and she walked real tall and proud, and used to buy me comic books after Grandpa died. Grandpa was a carpenter, he built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on a level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war.
This is clearly an obsession.
No.
No, not at all.
No, no.
It's Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
I feel so bad for you.
91.5 WMFO.
About that stuff.
No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now. Your way on through the crowd.
It don't matter now.
Change your name, you won't be found.
It don't matter.
Well, I don't think about that stuff. No, I don't think about that stuff. It don't matter now.
George Ezra, brand new music called Don't Matter Now, and it's a title track from his brand new album that just came out. Before that, we heard Zevon Warren, Mr. Warren Zevon, whom I love and adore. Mama Couldn't Be Persuaded off his debut album, not technically his debut album, but the one everyone considers his debut album. He had one before that just wasn't very good. Warren wanted to forget about it. Anyway, John Prine, two songs from John Prine get us going. Grandpa Was a Carpenter, took that from my favorite Prime compilation album. And he's got a brand new live album out called September 78. And a great live version of Sweet Revenge. I can't wait to hear the rest of that album. I haven't yet, but I'm working on it. It is 9:15 right now. I'm Bob Angel, in for Mike on the Mic. And looks like we're going to have some sweet sunshine to close out our summer. We've got a nice day out there today with temperatures are reaching into the lower 70s. Clear skies tonight, low in the 50s, even for Boston. And tomorrow, it'll be sunshine with high only around 71 degrees. Yeah, the hoodie's got to come back out. Long pants got to come back out. I don't know. It doesn't sound like beach weather to me. Right now on the campus of Tufts University, it is 63 degrees.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
What do you say we start a nice long set of music here? Good idea? I thought so. We're going to start with the Hollies. They have a new compilation out called 50, at 50, because they're about 50 years old, all these songs, including this one, from the Hollies. Well, I just messed that one up. Let's try it again. There we go. Look Through Any Window, 91.5 WMFO.
Bye.
That is Elton John from his most recent album called Crazy Wonderful Nights. Wonderful Crazy Nights, actually. It's looking up. 9:23. What a beautiful day to spend Saturday in the park. Ah, yes. Chicago, tell us all about it. 91.5 WMFO.
Changed only for a sight, the sound of space. same teacher be there reminding of the rhyme. There'll be no mutant enemy, we shall certify. Political ends as sad remains will die. Reach out as forward taste begin to enter you.
Voices I've ever heard. Truthfully, it is absolutely terrible.
It's bizarre.
Bob Angel.
We have a little emergency here.
We'll do it live.
It's Bob Angel.
Ooh. Oh God.
Bob Angel.
I call it disgrace the nation.
It's Bob Angel on WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. God help us all.
Starving on their feet, 'cause they don't get enough to eat.
91.5 WMFO, Paul Weller, New York. Although he says New York, New York, I don't know why he didn't just title it that. I'm a complainer. What can I say? So, New York, brand new music from Paul Weller. A Kind Revolution is his most recent album. And where is that coming from? I don't know. Well, oh, there it is. Man, I'm having a tough time today. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. I'm not used to getting up this early. Or I am, but I listen to... I'm letting Mike on the mic do it. But anyway, we did have a very long set of music. And if I can find it again... And there it is. Okay, Dear God from XTC was before Paul Weller off their Skylarking album. Also, Yes from Close to the Edge and You and I was what we heard. All 10 minutes of it, 10 minutes and 17 seconds. New music from the New Pornographers was stuck in the middle there. I hate doing that because people should know who is doing that great song that they heard. That great song being High Ticket Attractions. Their most recent album is called Whiteout Conditions. Chicago was Saturday in the Park because it's just that kind of a day off their fifth album, Chicago V. Chicago 5. Okay, I understand. I understand. Looking Up, brand new music from Elton John. Well, it's not bright. That's like a year old. But it's his most recent album. And Wonderful Crazy Night. And he's got another one in the works. I thought Wonderful Crazy Night, by the way, was his best album in 30 years. There you go. And started things off with The Hollies, Look Through Any Window, from 50 at 50. And the sad part of that is I remember when that was a hit record on the charts. I was there when it was brand spanking new. If you're trying to get in touch with me on Facebook, I am having real problems on Facebook. I can see a bunch of people have made posts, but I can't. It won't let me post back to them. And I'm not seeing any requests there, but anybody else having trouble with Facebook this morning? I am, and I apologize because we're going to... I need some requests because I didn't have enough to... I don't think I have enough music here with me, so we'll see what happens.
You are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
9:53, 7 minutes before 10 o'clock. Bob Angel in for Mike Newman, better known as Mike on the Mic. And yeah, I miss him too, but he will be back next week, I promise. We have another set of music's ready to go. And it's going to fade in nice and slowly from the Turnstiles album. This is Billy Joel in Miami 2017.
Thank you.
ago. Before we all lived here in Florida, before the mafia took over Mexico, there are